Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Season 6 of Sandeep Talks, a Leadership Awakening podcast. This season is special. It's a season of truth. And it came to me as the most important season or idea, I would say. When I was sitting in my study yesterday, watching the news cycle spin in its usual chaos, and something struck me. We are living in what I can only call the season of truth. And it's not because the truth is finally winning, nothing like that. But because we can no longer afford to delay it. I have spent a lot of time and years between leaders across continents, CEOs, presidents, founders, visionaries, activists, humanitarian, businessmen, and so many people around that. And I still do, but at a different level. And there is this pattern I keep seeing. This pattern never changed. This collective habit of pushing clarity to tomorrow. This never changed. In all those years, this pattern really changed. When things settle down, they say. When the market stabilizes. When the conflict resolves. When we have more data. This never changed. Always leaving for tomorrow. And here's what I have learned. The world doesn't wait for your comfort zone to expand. Look at what's happening right now. Microsoft just announced another massive investment in AI infrastructure. So does others. Nvidia's valuation keeps climbing. BlackRock is repositioning entire portfolios around artificial intelligence. The conversation has shifted completely now. It's not about who builds the smartest model anymore. It's about who owns the highways these models will travel on. Now that's the next destination, new bigger world, new picture that has already crossed all that shallow sites where most of the world is just planning to train their tools or come up with a new tool. Gone. That part is gone. Eventually, these big giants were becoming the real players, where everything else, even that was looking lucrative and interesting and creative and futuristic, will become, you know, or I can say, will surrender to these giants sooner or later. AI is not only just taking jobs and possibilities in many areas. It will eventually swallow all those people also, all those initiatives that was quite shallow and opportunistic. These new infrastructures that are coming, they are so huge that they are going to become the only front facing for the future world. And that future is not far, very, very near, where all that humans know around digital world will get so compact that it will be limited to few certain interfaces, or like all the big names. They are going to take whatever it takes, and all that small identities, either they will vanish or they will surrender to these giants to become a back end entry somehow to stay relevant. So that's how it works. And something good will come, then that too will be acquired by the giants. That's how it works. That's the game has shifted to a whole next level, because the investment and the ambitions behind this are so huge that whatever it takes, it's in that mode. The amount of energy AI need, the amount of space AI needs, infrastructures need, 95% and more, I would say 98% of the world will never be able to manage that, because only 2% will have that authority, and they will shape where should any tool, any idea, any possibility, any future should move, or which direction they should go. So the risks are now millionfold higher than the risk we are feeling now today. And while tech giants race to lay digital infrastructures, our political landscape fragments further each day. Ukraine, Gaza, supply chain disrupted, alliances questioned, trust gone, the institutions we once trusted to provide stability are themselves searching for solid ground. This is not pessimism at all. This is the backdrop against which real leadership must emerge. That's what I'm talking about. So here's my question for you. Where do you see the kind of leadership this moment demands? Think of it again and take it seriously, Lilith, and understand the depth behind these questions. Where do you see the kind of leadership this moment, where humanity is standing, world, nations is standing, futures of work, future of leadership, future of humanity is standing? What kind of leadership this moment demands? Not leadership by title or position. We have plenty of that. I'm talking about leadership by presence, by clarity, by alignment, by courage. Leadership that can hold steady while everything else shakes. At least remain truthful. Real, not manipulating. Leadership that sees through the noise to what actually matters. Either way, we are not achieving perfection, and perfection is not the goal at all. Idealistic is also not the goal at all. Truthful, aligned, clear, courage, presence. They are the new criteria, values, trust, integrity, sense of responsibility. Because when I look around, I see a profound absence. Seats filled, but souls missing. Voices speaking, but truth silent. This is exactly why I pioneered awakened leadership. Not at all as another business theory or an organizational framework or a management philosophy, but exactly as an answer to this specific moment in history that has seen a huge past and that is colluding at the present and very much unsure, unsafe, and unprepared for the future that we are about to witness and becoming a part of it. And how we are becoming the part of it, and what part we have to play there by setting our clarity here. What we take from the past, what we should not take from the past. Awakened leadership begins with a simple recognition. The challenges we face have outgrown our traditional ways of leading. In every aspect, you cannot govern artificial intelligence with industrial age thinking. You cannot unite divided nations with transactional politics or diplomacy. You cannot restore institutional trust through PR strategies. You need awakened governance. You need awakened AI governance. You need awakened diplomacy. You need awakened political diplomacy. You need awakened global governance. At every level, that awakening has become an integral part now and is the need that is missing now. And that's the push, that's the add-on, that's the restoration we need. Bringing, restoration of purpose and power. What you need in leadership that operates from a deeper source. Leadership that remains clear when complexity overwhelms others. And by when I say clear, I mean I'm not saying being perfect. I already told that. Being truthful, being loyal, being integrated in courage, values. What makes us humans? Leadership that can hold both the urgent demands of today and the timeless principles that must guide tomorrow. And this is not at all mystical. It is completely practical, even strategic. And at the same time, rooted in philosophy, rooted in values, rooted in wisdom, rooted in ethics, rooted in integrity, rooted in loyalty, rooted in trust. When you're truly awake as a leader, you see patterns others miss. You make decisions from clarity rather than fear. You inspire followership not through manipulations. You don't have to do that stunt. But through authentic presence. Every conversation I have with leaders today carries the same undertone. You know what? I know something fundamental needs to be changed, but I keep waiting for the right moment to begin that change. Let me tell you something. There is no right moment. No right moment. Every moment is the moment. There's only this moment. And this moment is asking everything of you. If you are leading a company, you are running a nation, you are running a state, you are running an organization, you are shaping a global movement, or a smallest of movement, or you are leading at a place where you are with the need of this kind of world and leadership, with the craving of having such kind of leadership and participation. And your leadership, and that's what your leadership need. So no matter where you are in government, no matter if you are leading a company, your team is looking for direction that cuts through the uncertainty, or your political party is seeking that kind of guidance, or having that gap that is making everything useless, worth groundbreaking. Your citizens need leadership that transcends partisan games. If you are building something new, the world needs your vision to be rooted in something deeper than market opportunity. Don't even try to chase trends. Trends are made by systems, strategies that deviate you from your truth. Trends are for those who have no vision for the world. Trends are for those who have no leadership awakening within them. Trends are for those who are, you know, it's like, who just want to follow one line and that has already been drawn. And the cost of delay is no longer theoretical. Every day you postpone your own awakening as a leader, the gap widens between the challenges we face and our capacity to meet them. This is why this season exists. Not to add more content to your already overwhelming information diet, but to create a space where real transformation becomes possible, where transmission leads. We will explore how awakened leaders navigate AI governance without losing their humanity, how they rebuild trust in fractured institutions, how they make decisions that serve both immediate needs and generational wisdom, how they lead through collapse and emergence simultaneously, not just in AI, but majorly around the global dynamics, organizational, political, national, AI, but not through the idea of technicality inside them or becoming them. No, we are not at all, you know, in a position to see things from that perspective, because that's already happening. If you will become the part of same happening, you won't be able to get the clear answers and ask, you won't be able to ask the right questions also at the same time. So our perspective will be the awakened perspective, awakened governance, awakened leadership, awakened diplomacy, awakened AI. So we will explore all these things. But understand this one thing, I am not here to inspire you with feel-good stories. I'm here to challenge you to step into the fullness of what leadership requires right now. Throughout history, every great leap forward has required leaders who could see beyond their immediate circumstances, who could hold a vision larger than their current capacity, who refused to let external chaos determine their internal clarity. We stand at such a moment now. This is the moment. The technology is reshaping our world, the conflicts redefining our relationships, the institutions questioning their own relevance. All of this is asking for a new quality of leadership. Not leadership that reacts to every headline, but leadership that shapes the deeper currents beneath the headline. Not leadership that promises easy answers, but leadership that can hold difficult questions with grace. This has always been the mark of truly awakened leadership. This is the ability to remain centered in the eye of a storm while consciously directing its energy toward transformation. What we are building together is not, just like an individual development. it is the individual development, but it is just like, it is the individual awakening of leadership within individuals, leaders, systems, nations, organizations. All have their souls. It's not just about individual development. Obviously, everything starts with individual. But that individual lies in system also, lies in nation also. Every system has a soul. Every nation has a soul. Every organization has a soul. That's why it's a movement, a global movement, a recognition that the old models of leadership based on control, scarcity, and separation simply cannot address the integrated challenges of our time and the time coming now for us. Awakened leadership operates from abundance, connections, and awakened conscious choices. It leads with both fierce clarity and deep compassion. It is not like to say good, good or bad, bad. It is here to say what needs to be said at the moment, what is better for all, what is truth, what makes sense, what brings the bigger picture first, not the personal interests. It makes decisions that account for multiple generations, not just multiple quarters. Or a planning for next quarter, it is not like a business plan, investment plan, or the turnover for the last year. And it cannot be delayed any longer. So as you step into this season with me, I want you to ask yourself, what would change in your leadership if you stopped waiting for perfect conditions? What would be that? What decisions would you make if you truly trusted your deepest wisdom? Think of it. What impact would you have if you led from your most awakened self? Imagine that. And these aren't rhetorical questions. They are invitations to transformation. They are the revolution that's needed. And transformation, unlike inspiration, requires action. This is season of truth. Not because truth is uncomfortable, but because delay has become more dangerous than courage. Not because the path is clear, but because waiting for clarity has become its own form of blindness. The world needs awakened leaders, not someday, but today. Not when conditions improve, especially when they are challenging. Not when you feel ready. Precisely because readiness is found in the doing, not in the preparation. Awakened leadership cannot be delayed, and neither can you. The question isn't whether you are ready to awaken as a leader. The question is whether leadership as we know it can survive without your awakening. I believe you know the answer. Welcome to the season of truth.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.